Luke 11.
We're still studying verse 16. Well, let's start in verse 14. We studied this, but he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out of him, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought a sign from heaven. We were studying the word sign. I think we got to, well, let's go there anyway. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Well, call me if you have any questions.
I want to get there. I appreciate this very much. I don't want to feel like I'm alone in this game.
Verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Where are you?
1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks, foolishness. Now, this deal about the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom, that's a metaphor for all men. You either require a sign or you seek after wisdom. Gary, for instance, would be one who would require a sign. I mean, that's if you were back in the old days.
Back it up with wisdom.
Well, maybe both, but yeah. First, a sign.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Mr. Bojo thinks he wants wisdom. So, like John Bloom, that was a biggie with him. And so the whole idea of sign and wisdom, but the preaching of the cross cuts across all of it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians a minute, chapter 2, I think. Yeah. Everybody there?
Where do we go?
2 Corinthians.
Chapter 2.
Verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? We are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, preach we in Christ. And again, remember the word corrupt there means to add water to the wine for the purposes of commerce, to make merchandise of the people. But the whole idea of signs and wisdom, I mean, wisdom is Sophia, and it's just the wisdom of the world. I didn't give a rat's. I didn't care about signs. I cared about wisdom. And then it's like I was in the world the world is the survival of the fittest. Then I found out I wasn't fit. So then I thought, maybe I can get there by wisdom. Then I found out I didn't have any. So, anyhow. Well, the reason the Jews require the sign is because they are learned in the scriptures. And that's the basis. Somebody that's learned in the scriptures requires a sign. Someone that's not learned in the scriptures requires wisdom. Now, this is true today in terms of the cross. Anyway, we could spend forever now. Let's look at a couple and see what Jesus did with it. Let's go to Matthew 12.
Young Kevin, you turn right to
Matthew 12. Well, this is sort of at the same. This is that place where the kingdom of God cannot stand unless the strong. I mean, the kingdom of Beelzebub cannot stand unless it will stand unless the strong man is cast out and so or cast down, and that's why we can be saved, because Jesus destroyed the devil. Now the only enemy is your mind. But anyway, then in verse 38. And certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, are saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall a son of man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So, there shall be no sign given it. And the longer that, the greater the state of apostasy, we would think that's when God would produce people that would do tricks, signs and wonders. No. That's when signs and wonders are used to deceive. And then we get to the point of it's almost like a foxhole prayer. You know, you go and God, if you get me out of this, I'll believe. And then what happens? I mean, I didn't even believe in God, and those times when I got so drunk I couldn't see. God, get me out of this. And I'll believe in you. No, I didn't. But the point of it is that signs and wonders it's almost like we no longer do signs and wonders. We are the sign and wonder. And the reason is because the world has been crucified unto us. There's nothing in the world that we desire. You understand that? Yet they see peace, I hope, no matter what the circumstance. So that, well, we won't go there. I'm not going to spend all day on that. Let's go to Mark 8. This is Jesus feeds 4,000. And then after that, and the Pharisees came forth in verse 11 and began to question him with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation." Now, I believe there are only two generations in the Bible, the generation of Adam and the generation of Christ. The generation of Christ is the age of Messiah. Doesn't look any different than the generation of Adam. But now, there's no sign anymore. Now, it's the preaching of the cross. Now, but you can't preach the cross unless you live the cross. Is that clear?
You mean without being a hypocrite, you can't do that?
Well, it won't have any effect on people because they'll see the hypocrisy. Now it's repentance only. But repentance to a depth that the human mind can't understand it. It's repentance to the depth of your death. It's the repentance to the point of your total emptiness. It's your repentance to the point where there's no longer any attention paid to mind or emotion. It's a totally different way of life. It's an abandonment of self, totally. A joyful abandonment. That's what it says.
No, it's your interpretation of generation that says that.
Well, what interpretation of generation would you make?
You know, that's a generation. If you make only two generations, you're absolutely right. But I don't know that God is doing signs. I just don't know that.
Okay. Let's look at another one. Let's look at John 4. No, this. I'm just telling you. That's what I believe.
Yeah,
it's two generations.
It's huge.
Well,
and I
can't.
I've always heard you say that. It makes sense. But at the same time, I don't know if God doesn't use signs to weak believers. Maybe He does. I just, like I say, I can't put that limitation on God.
Well, I'm not putting any limitation. I'm just repeating what the Bible says. And and in that context, I said to you what I believe. Which,
yeah.
How you believe about generations, I can't deal with that.
I haven't studied that word generation. So
yeah, it just means an age, a dispensation. I'm telling you, that's only from me. That's only my interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John 4. Well, here's the difference. A sign, we've talked about this a little bit. The word sign, both in Hebrew and Greek, means it's pointing to something. Like he said, the stars are for signs and for seasons. Well, and again, as you know, I believe that points us to the signs of the zodiac to see the fullness of Christ. Not in astrology, which is demonic, but the signs, and see every one of those 12 signs and 3 decans each show the mystery of Christ, and their influence has gone into all the world. That so the stars are for a sign to point us to the cross.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I went to, you know, when I believe, forgive me for talking about me again, but I don't know how else to do this. At the conversion experience, I spoke in tongues. Boom. And so I didn't know anything about Christianity. And so I thought everybody spoke in tongues. And so for the first couple of years, the Bible studies and the churches that I went to were all charismatic churches. And, you know, I saw every trick of an illusionist in the world. And so I stopped going to those, and then I started going to other, you know, all the different denominations, because I saw that the signs that people were looking for, and that then they praised God when they quote unquote saw a sign, there was something intrinsically evil about it. And so that's why I've never preached or tried to cause anybody to speak in tongues. I haven't anyway for a few years. Because if that's something that, you know, I think, as you know, whenever, if ever my mind starts to think, I automatically start speaking in tongues. And that's what Harry could never believe, that I didn't think. Except he believed it when I did stupid things. But my point to you is, the signs, there shall no sign be given this generation except the sign of Jonah. Anyway,
yeah.
John 4. Oh boy, where are we? Verse. Oh, no wonder I couldn't find it. I was in John 5. John 4, 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Now this is the operative verse. Listen. Then said Jesus unto him, Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Now he was a man desperate to save his son, to heal his son. And Jesus' response to him was a rebuke. Well, that's interesting.
Gary, you'll do fine.
Thank you.
All right, call me if you have any doubts.
Okay.
Well, let's review. Let's go back to Corinthians 1 and just sort of, I'm going to get on past signs, but I want to put this in context. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting in verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Now, remember, this is in the context of the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. So it's always not preaching. That's just because you get up there and say some words and think you're a preacher. It's the preaching of the cross as the predicate of Christianity. And the predicate of Christianity is you died with him on the cross. So if you don't believe and mortify your flesh, then you don't believe the rest of it. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto us which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. And noble means, well, anyway, I won't go there. Noble just means highly esteemed. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base, despised things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught or nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Preaching of the cross, the preaching of the cross, the preaching of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Any other responses from anybody? What is Gary B? Take it, big guy.